All right, let me move on over here to the opening monologue, the Right Side Way monologue. We always start with this. And I'll just, you know, I'll just say this. There's an amazing attempt in the political realm right now to convince people that what they see and feel is not really what they see and feel. I mean, we've moved way past the point of mere gaslighting. We're now over into the spectrum of actual lies. Now, I don't know that I've ever seen anything like this in my lifetime that matches the level of political deception that is currently underway. At every turn, we are told the economy is doing great, but we can see the price of milk and bread. We're told the border is secure, but we can see the millions and millions of illegal border crossers flooding our communities. We're told the world is a safer place, but we can see the Middle East on the brink of a broad war and Ukraine and Russia in a massive conflict, and we're just kicked out of Niger, Africa by the junta there. And, oh, by the way, Iran is issuing actual death threats against Donald Trump. We can see it. We're told that drilling more oil is happening right now, more than ever before. But we also know that we're still paying $1.10 more per gallon on average than we were 4 years ago. Look, I could go on, but you get the picture. In the legal world, we sometimes use corny old words like puffery. Puffery! In the legal sense, puffery occurs when someone is trying to represent something and they sort of embellish it or overplay it to win people over. But it is only puffery if it does not rise to the point of being a blatant deception. I had someone tell me once that when politicians embellish their record or talk up their achievements, oh, it's just politics, they said. And I said, no, it's still called a lie, even when it's in politics. Just dirty, nasty lies. All of them. So yeah, what we're seeing right now, a lot of it is just pure deception. We're being told to believe what they say and not what we see and feel. If someone tells you that fire is not hot, guess what? You still get burned if you touch it, no matter what they say. So let me give you another example of something. So back in the day, when I went through Army Ranger School, we were given our packing list for the field, right? What to bring, what not to bring. Everything was delineated, no deviations allowed. Layout inspections were done to verify all the gear, supplies were accounted for. No overages, no shortfalls. And prominently on the packing list was the express statement that there would be no other food items allowed other than the MREs that were issued prior to the field problem. In other words, don't bring extra food. But there was one exception. We were allowed to bring a set amount of, wait for it, Lickies and Chewies. You heard me. I've probably said it on here before. But yeah, Lickies and Chewies. So here we are training to be Army Rangers, but our packing list says we can bring something called Lickies and Chewies? In our case, specifically hard candy, those are the Lickies, and chewing gum, those are the Chewies. One of the few small comforts we were allowed to have during field training at Ranger School. So yeah, at this elite school where we're learning about field craft and mountaineering skills and hand-to-hand combat, jumping out of perfectly good airplanes, developing skill sets to plan and conduct tactics like raids and ambushes, all of it being done under extremely stressful situations, we're told that we can have the equivalent of one piece of hard candy and one piece of gum for each day of the field problem. Well, that turned into a whole thing, let me tell you. I mean, there was like feverish trading of good intel among all of us Ranger students. What Lickies and Chewies last the longest? Which ones hold their flavor the longest? All of it. My Lickies and Chewies of choice, to this day I can tell you, became Jolly Rancher hard candy and watermelon-flavored Hubba Bubba bubble gum. No kidding. They were the best. And I knew it. And nobody could talk me off of it. I became a Licky and Chewy evangelist, ready at any moment's notice to share the gospel of Jolly Ranchers and Hubba Bubba. I once chewed the same piece of Hubba Bubba gum for 3.5 days nonstop until all of a sudden the molecular structure of the gum just gave way and it kind of turned into foam in my mouth. It was weird. It just turned into foam and dissolved. But look, the whole point, here's the deal. Here's why I bring that up. The whole point of the Licky and Chewy thing was that it kept your mind off of the overwhelming hunger you faced. You might not be able to eat for 2 days on a patrol, but that 10 minutes of flavor you got from one piece of candy or the 10 hours of chewing on a single piece of gum, it was a mind trick. It literally created a lie in your mind that what you were eating, just enough to convince you that you had eaten something, actually meant something. Sort of, but yet not really. Because it was a mind game. It was a trick, if you will. I mean, I lost over 30 pounds at Ranger School, and it wasn't like my body was maintained at all by virtue of a few Lickies and Chewies. Just because I tried to wish it so did not make it so. What I just described to you right there is exactly what Democrats are doing now. They have so screwed things up that people everywhere can see it, we can feel it, we know things are not as good as they could be, So they give us little lickies and chewies to try and fool us into believing that what we see is not really what we see. You get my point? Literally. Not just a spin, not just a point of view, but the deliberate attempt to say that certain things are no longer what they appear. Why? Because they say so? Well, let me be frank here. Just because they say so, don't make it so. It's dirty, nasty lies. But they will attempt at every turn, though, to excoriate anyone who gets in the way of their narrative. So I tell you what, let me do this. Let me just go fully on the offensive. Right now, I'm going to offend every liberal out there that I can think of. Just let me give you a list of declarations of truth. They can't give me a single licky or chewy to make this not what it is. You ready? How about this? Men cannot get pregnant. Oh, nations are supposed to have borders. How about that? The world is not yet ready for all electric cars. Here's one. How about this? You cannot be born one sex and then choose to be another. How about this? January 6th was not actually a legal insurrection. How about this one? Inflation is real. How about this one? Climate change is not an existential threat. Here's another. We should not defund the police. How about this? Parents ought to have a say in their child's education. How about this one? This will make them mad. America is not systemically racist. It is possible, by the way, to have peace through strength. I also believe the 2020 election was as crooked as a jack's hind leg. And just because you let them in does not make migrants legal. And perhaps my favorite, there is a God and you're not him. There, I did it. I triggered every version of a liberal I could possibly think of in one fell swoop. But you see, you shouldn't have to say those things because they're just common sense. They're just real. You could see them. Some of them are actual science, actual science. But what we're seeing more and more today is an immersion in mistruth coupled with a demand that the world around them accept the liberal version of the world as they have chosen to deny it or face their wrath when you don't. They want you to follow their truth. But the reality is, it's nothing more than like having a licky and chewy. It's a mind trick. It's trying to convince you that something is when it's really not. French philosopher Voltaire, who was not always known for being a conservative, by the way, Voltaire said it quite well when he said this. He said, quote, "Those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities." And he's right. The bending of reality to fit a narrative. That's a dangerous proposition that actually leads to schisms in society. It leads to fractures in the marketplace. It leads to setting people up for failure as they're pitted between what they know to be true and must deny in order to be allowed to carry on with life or work or family and the actual truth. It's absolutely imperative that, much like spoiled children who throw a tantrum in the candy aisle at the store, that liberals need to start hearing the word no. But it only happens if the vast and too often silent majority is willing to look absurdity in the eye and to say a simple no. Like my sweet Charlene says, there's more of us than there are of them. So what are they really going to do if we all say no? So yeah, simply because a liberal tells you that what is right is now wrong and wrong is now right does not make it so. That's no better than a few lickies and chewies, just trying to do a mind trick on you. Being able to truly sustain you is the truth. And it might make them feel better if you bought their storyline, but again, just because they say so, don't make it so. It's still a dirty, nasty lie. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. There you have it. Lickies and chewies, they were real. But the reality is this, we knew what it was. We were glad to have it. Made us feel better. But it was really a mind trick. Chew that gum, feel like you're eating when you're really losing weight because you don't get to eat. But nonetheless, that's what liberals are doing to us every day. Trying to give us a little something-something, a little licky and chewy to make us feel better. The reality is, we can still see the problems. They're real. And they can't say anything to make us know differently. We have to say no. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.